You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to the Locked On Pacers podcast. My name is Adam Friedman. As always, I am one of your co-hosts of the Locked On Pacers podcast. On today's show, I'm going to preview, if you listen to this on a Thursday, tonight's Trailblazers-Pacers game. It's a late one, 10 p.m., because Pacers are on the third game of a five-game West Coast road swing. Before I talk about the game, though, shout out to Edmund Sumner, who is officially allowed to go back onto the court, I assume, for practicing purposes, conditioning purposes. He obviously is not quite ready to play. He is the Pacers' second-round draft pick last year in 2017. He has been out all year with a knee injury. He had surgery on it, but he is apparently going to be back on the court doing some conditioning, whatnot. I doubt we'll see him play this year, but it's a good sign. Hopefully he'll be able to play in 2018. It's a shout-out to him. It's a good sign. Good for him. I hope he comes back, and I hope he turns into being a really good center because the Pacers could use a backup center for the future, and he could be it. So who knows? But now let's get to the Trailblazers game. On the third night of a five-game West Coast road trip, the Pacers take on the Portland Trailblazers. The Pacers played them earlier this year, the second game of the season. They were without Miles Turner in that game. They'll be without him again. But there's not much you can take away from that game. They lost it 114-96. It was so early in the season. Like I said, there's just not much you can discern from it except the fact they lost. And it was kind of an ugly one. But as you probably know, maybe you don't know, the Trailblazers are basically headed by a three-headed monster of, I had to call, like a worse version of the Warriors, where it's McCollum, Lillard, and Nurkic. What's crazy about those three guys, they actually take 58% of the team's shots. So they're the only three guys on the team averaging double-digit shot attempts on the team. Everybody else is below eight, basically, which is also kind of like crazy. They're so reliable on those three guys. They also combine to score 55 points per game, so that's also a thing. Lillard's having a career year once again. He's averaging 25 points a game. He'll be a borderline all-star. It's really just a question of whether you pick him or Klay Thompson or Paul George. It's going to come into he'll be in that 11 through 14 slot, so obviously only 12 guys make the all-star team, so he'll be close, but if I'm voting, I think he should be an all-star. He's having another great season. It's a third season of averaging 25 or more points, which is incredible. McCollum is sort of like the Klay Thompson is to Steph Curry. That's what I had to call McCollum to Lillard is. McCollum's having a decent year. The one thing I talk about with McCollum is the fact that he kind of comps to Victor Oladipo. Defensively-wise, Depot's a much better defender. But offensively, McCollum's the kind of player where if Vic is determined in the league, whatever it is, determined that Vic is a better player than McCollum, that kind of puts Vic in that top five shooting guard category. So far this year, I just want to get some stats from those two. Just you can compare them for yourselves. But McCollum's averaging basically 21 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, on 45% shooting from the field, 42 from 3, and 87 on the line. Vic's stats are 24 points a game, 5.5 rebounds, 4 assists on 49% shooting from the field, 42% from 3, and 79 from the free throw line. Pretty similar stats. I think Vic gets an extra point or two because he's shooting a little bit better from the field overall. McCollum takes less shots than Vic. Vic is in about the 17 range. McCollum and about the same. But McCollum obviously shoots a little bit worse overall from the field. He doesn't get as many 3 points off, I believe. Vic is close to, it's over 6. McCollum gets about just 5.5 off per game. That's kind of where the difference is. But I would say they're comparable players. They're probably going to guard each other tonight, would be my guess. Maybe you'll see a little bit of, I guess you probably won't see Evan Turner that much on him, on Vic, but I imagine Vic will guard McCollum because either you're going to guard McCollum and Lillard, and I think you're going to play Collison on Lillard, him and Cohen, and go straight up and don't do any, you know, mix matching, just play every position by position, you know, and then you'll have Bogdanović on Turner, you'll have Young on Aminu. That should be kind of what they run, but, you know, I guess you never really know. But I imagine that's how it's going to look. And then obviously you're going to get DeMontis Moses in starting lineup tonight to go against Nurkic. When it comes to the Blazers, they are just like the Pacers, they're a borderline playoff team. They're 23-21, which is seventh in the Western Conference, about the same as the Pacers are. They're 24-20. I think before the season, I would definitely say the Pacers were a we're going to lose this team for sure. But at this point in the season now, I'm not so sure of that. The Pacers have looked really good the past three games now going on. After that Miami clunker they threw up last week, they played really well against the Cavs despite a bad start. But then they basically took out the Suns and Jazz wire to wire both games, just knocked them right out. This is a big game, though. The Pacers win this one, they'll first of all be 500 on a West Coast road swing, which is impressive in itself. They have also the opportunity to actually sweep it, I think. I know they play back-to-back against the Lakers on Friday. The Lakers are not that good, and they'll be without probably one of their three main guys in either Ball or Ingram or somebody like that, because they're all dealing with injuries. And then actually on Sunday, the Spurs, who they play the last game of this West Coast swing, will be without Kawhi for sure. So the Pacers can win this one. They'll be three. They can take three of five, have a shot to sweep it. I don't think they'll sweep it. I think they'll probably come up short in this one today, but no matter what, if they, I think they have a shot to win three or four of this West Coast swing, which is an incredible feat for any team, especially a team that's this, which is young and new, and there isn't a lot in the route. One of their best players is Miles Turner, so that's going to be interesting to watch. I'm also really focused in on the bench. Obviously, without Turner, it bolts Sabonis in the starting lineup, who I think can be somewhat successful against Nurkic. Nurkic is not the greatest defender out there, and I think Bogdanović has a little bit of some moves to pull on him. But I'm more looking towards the backup center matchup, which is going to be Zach Collins, maybe Myers Leonard versus Al Jefferson. Jefferson, I think if they go against Collins, who played a lot against Phoenix, Collins has played a lot against Phoenix, who was Portland's last matchup, I think Jefferson could have a pretty good game. Collins is young, kind of skinny. He's first year in the season. I think Jefferson can pull some of those old man moves on him. I'm not talking about, destroying him for 30 points, but, steal 8 to 10 points, go 4 from 5 because he makes Collins foul him or whatnot or something, pull something like they call it the old man moves to win that matchup, which if Jefferson can kind of hold his own against Collins, who is a little bit faster, obviously more stretchy, so it depends how we play on the defensive end, whether he can actually be effective. It really bodes well for the Pacers because I do think the Pacers starting five is probably close, not better, but close to the Blazers starting five in a sense that I think Depot can go toe-to-toe with Lillard, and I think the combination, I think the Pacers have probably the second best player and then like the fourth, fifth best player on the courts at times, because I don't think Evan Turner or Al-Farouq Aminu is better than Thad Young. Maybe even Sabonis, DC, it just kind of depends. Scoring-wise, maybe Evan Turner is, but Evan Turner is kind of, we saw him in the Pacers, he's a former Pacer. He's a little bit of what they call good stats, bad team guy. Kind of he needs the ball in his hands a lot, which is not what you want to do if you're the Blazers, because you actually want to put the ball in the hands of McCollum and Lillard, obviously, every time, because those two guys are awesome. So I think there's an opportunity there. The Pacers definitely can, if they can end up being a neutral on the bench, could win actually the starting five in some sense, because, well, one, the Blazers bench is pretty bad, but I think if Jefferson matchup can win that one, that's how like push themselves forward. But I think at some point you'll probably see Kojo at the end of games guarding Lillard. But I think this is a game where Depot has to have probably 30 points. He's had a pretty nice stretch going on now since he's returned. He obviously only played 21 minutes against the Suns, but he was able to get 28 points against the Jazz on Monday. So that was a good stretch. He looked really good in that game. With this game overall, I just don't know what to really take from it, because the Pacers have been off now for, they'll have had basically 3 days rest, which will be good, but they'll have been on the West. So hopefully they'll adjust to the time zone by now. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. Who knows? It is a 10 o'clock game, so probably is a good thing. They really haven't played a late game yet. I guess they played the Jazz at like 9, but then they played a really early game against the Suns, which felt like East Coast time on Sunday. But this is kind of the first nighttime game. You'll have to stay up late to watch them. But I think this is a game they could win, just because I don't think that, the Blazers can run the Pacers off the court. I think McCollum and Lillard will get theirs, but I don't know if that's enough. They're going to need Napier to do something off the bench. He's kind of the guy to watch, too, off the bench, Shabazz Napier. He's been really good for them as late. He's kind of that little X factor that could swing the game either way. It'll be him versus Lance and Kojo, depending on who guards him. I would hope maybe Lance does. I don't know. Into his last 10 games, or in four of his last seven games, Shabazz Napier's had double-digit points. He had like 21 just last week. They played OKC and won. He seems to sort of be the X factor off the bench. He's a pretty, you know, he's a pretty good player. He's remember, he's LeBron's favorite player. He's the reason the Heat drafted him. I think it's 2012 right now. Not 12, 14 when they drafted him and then LeBron left for Cleveland. But Napier's turning into a decent player. He was a really good college player. He's kind of a player to watch off the bench. But overall, like I've been saying, I think the Pacers can win this game. It's just a matter of really kind of taking it to the starting lineup, taking advantage of Aminu and taking advantage of Turner. Those are kind of the weak points. I think, as always, it comes down to Bojan having a nice game. If Bojan can hit 3 of 5 from three, that could flip a lot of things, because I think when Bojan's off, teams don't respect him as much, and it makes the court tighter. Especially without Turner, the court's already a little shrunk because Sabonis doesn't have the same kind of threat from the three-point range that Turner does. So if Bojan can just kind of make, at least make him a threat, you know, teams are kind of respect him. It leaves the lanes open for Depot and Collison a little more, even Young a little bit, who can kind of slash the rim. But, you know, this is just going to be one of those classic, I think, classic Pacer games where you just, you'll know in the first 15, 20 minutes, you know, by about the 6-minute mark, maybe the first quarter, whether this team really has anything in them or whether they don't. You know, I don't think this is a game where they get blown out early, they can come back from. Blazers have too much firepower. But it's a game where if they come out, Pacers, even if they don't have to take like a huge lead, but they come out playing well and it's a close game, it'll be a close game the rest of the way. If they come out blowing them out, it might get tight, but you'll know early on whether this team is able to bring it or not. I would hope they can. They have been off for 3 days, like I said. So that should be a big benefactor to this team who, you know, anytime they can get any kind of long break is good because they like to play so fast. It's just a very tiring system they run. I like the chances. I said the Pacers probably pull out this one. I was, you know, negative on it when we were doing the weekly pod on Tuesday. But right now I'm positive on it. I think they win this game probably by 4 or 5 points in a very high scoring, you know, 110-105 game. But for no reason, the Pacers have dropped their overall scoring level. They're not as good. You know, they're not putting up as much points as you would think. Their pace has been a little down over the past month or so, but I don't think this gets into like the 120s like a game I thought earlier the year would get. You know, I thought at one point Pacers would get to the 120 mark every night, but I think this game stays in the low 100s. Like I said, 110, 105, maybe a 108, 103 type of thing. But overall, I think this is going to be a win for the Pacers. You know, there isn't much news on Turner right now. I know that's a big deal. He's probably going to miss the rest coast swing. If it really is a UCL, which is the Tommy John ligament basically in your arm, he'll probably be out till March. That's what my co-host Tony East was saying. But who knows with him. We'll obviously be back with more updates on that. I think Tony's going to practice when the Pacers return home next week. He'll be back also on Friday to do a podcast previewing the Lakers game, which should be a good one. He's got a good guest for that one. And then we'll be back next week on Monday. That's been it for today's Locked On Pacers podcast. Have a great rest of your day.